The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
And the sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave. You know, I said that with a really long draw. Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Yay! Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? My wife keeps kicking me out of the house. I don't know what else to do. There's nothing left. I can't say anything about it. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk love with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right here. Get to every Thursday. We're asking the same question. I'm still going to challenge you. It's not going to stop. You might as well get used to it. I'm never going to end doing this the entire year. You might as well get ready. I'm not going to take a breath. Are we expecting more in 2024? Are you expecting more? Are you just like, oh,
here comes more of the same blah?
Or are you expecting more? Are you expecting manifestations of the kingdom of God? Are you expecting answered prayers? Are you expecting the Lord to reveal himself? Are you expecting the Lord to do phenomenal things in your life to change your life and the life of those around you? Yes or no?
Well, a little bit.
That's like being a little bit pregnant. You either is or you ain't. It's simple. Yes or no. Are we expecting more in 2024? Yes or no. Simple. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. As you know, we consider that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. You know, I like that intro better than the other one, just so you can know. I like that one right there. Hey, talking to Jammin' Jacob is like spending time relaxing and chillaxing.
Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, my friend. Thank you for the work you're doing on the book, Broken for His Glory. We are, at this point, halfway through the recording as of today. Halfway through. Do you know how long we've been doing it? I actually know the date we started. Do you know what date we started?
It's like 2014.
That's good. That's good. That was good. Yeah, that's correct here. We actually started March 5th, and this is April 4th. So in 1 month, we've gotten half the book recorded. Okay?
All right. So one more month.
Well, yeah, no.
We're actually going faster now just because I feel like we've kind of gotten a rhythm going.
Yeah, we got it.
How to record and everything.
Yeah, we're a little bit more in simpatico, whatever that is. That's what we're doing because we're doing a good job. But we have to do editing after that and stuff like that.
Right.
Ultimate. But very, very good. Very happy about that. Want to let you guys know about that stuff right there. So if you call, you get to talk to Jammin' Jacob, and he's fun to talk to. And, you know, you'd be praying for him. He's got, it's like him and Jennifer and Don, they need people praying for them. That's you guys. Okay? You want the station to keep kicking out what it's kicking out and people still getting blessed? You want to hear the shows before and after us as well as ours? You got to be praying for these people. A lot of warfare taking place. I think most of you know that. So be in prayer for them. So if you want to reach out to us, I think I've made that clear, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. So right now, if you're in San Diego, it's 11:36. In Denver, it's 12:36. In Dallas, it's 1:36. In Detroit, it's 2:36. If you're on the sun, you're needing a lot of suntan lotion or aloe vera, one of the two. Anyway, you can text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Professional voice? No, but this voice coming up next.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. 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 So one of the things that's also going on is I've also completed another book. Wow, I'm just going crazy on this stuff. I am 85% done on my third book. That's right. I'll let you know about it. We're going to release it ebook first and then print, and then we'll go from there to audio. That's actually going to contain one particular chapter called GTAC. Everybody listen to what I just said. GTAC. What'd you say, Dave? GTAC. What's that stand for? Great things are coming. That's what it stands for. And that's how you should be thinking about 2024. Great things are coming. What? Great things are coming. Did you get that? All right, I just want to make sure you got that, okay? So I'll be telling you all about that. By the way, don't stop praying for my wife and I. We are this weekend going to do the travel circuit looking at homes. That ought to be fun. See how I hesitated when I said that? Fun. So that should be interesting. Please be in prayer for both of us, as well as just transitions that we're going to be going through. We let our landlord know today. He's such a nice guy. He said, hey, I only needed a week with you guys. You guys have been good to me. So that's how nice the people are that we're leaving. It says we don't actually want to leave that place, but we believe the Lord wants us to move on. And sometimes you have to leave the stronghold and move to the next place. And that's what we're going to try and do as best we can before the Lord. Now, listen, the reason I gave you those, the phone number and the text and the email, is for you to reach out to us. Now, why is that important? Because as much as I do enjoy teaching, and I do, and I love praying for you guys, this is a big part of it. Our interaction is a big part of the show. And how we do it is, if you've got a praise report, we want to keep that door open. If you've got a prayer request, we want to keep that open. And some people are like, well, I'm concerned about that. I don't want to pray because I don't want to seem selfish. Ridiculous. Jesus taught us to pray. Yes, you're involved in how that response happens, as long as you're not telling God how to do it or the timing. If you don't tell God the methodology and the timing of it, you're fine. That's called submission. And if the Lord says no, then the answer is no. And you should be like, okay, that must be for the better purpose. That's what you trust him for. But we still pray. We still ask. We still petition. We still seek. And we are blessed as believers to have seen a myriad of answers. In fact, if we would have been, and I wish we did, if we were charting every single prayer request and every single answer, it would be a much higher percentage than people would believe. It's amazing. The Lord is gracious to all of us, and you know it, and I know it, and we love it. So if you've got a prayer request, great, call. Let's pray. Let's do it together as brothers and sisters. If you've got a praise report, a prayer request, praise report, if you've got something you just want to share, the Lord showed you this, or you're working through this, or you're thinking about this, or this happened, and you're kind of like processing it, awesome. Let's talk about it. Let's engage with it. That's part of it. That's part of taking care of one another and blessing one another. Now, I want to give a quick shout out to a couple people that I haven't had a lot of time to respond to via text, okay? So, Dr. Jesse, I haven't reached out to you for a little while. Jay, I haven't reached out to you for a little while. Brad and I texted this morning. He's being, trying to help us find a location, which we appreciate. Aunt Deb is also doing that, and we really, really appreciate Aunt Deb. She's a realtor. She's working hard on it. But Noelle and I are also ferociously looking around, saying, here, Lord, is this it? And you know what we're waiting for? Just that King David scenario. Before David was anointed king by Samuel, the kids of Jesse came through, and then Samuel said, this is him. This is the Lord's anointed. And the Lord goes, no. And they said, well, this one, no. This one, no. This one, no. This one, no. This, no, 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 no. Oh, got any more? Oh, he's out doing the sheep. Bring that kid in. Ta-da! That's the one. That's what we're looking for. That's a great way to tell you what we're doing. Isn't that a great way? Too funny. All right, we're going to get into this text. I love, 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 love the book. The truth is I love all the Word of God. Some of it is a little more fun to read. It's more fun to read Daniel than it is to read about mold. I mean, come on. I mean, just honesty is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Bottom line, though, is we are in Jude, and we're in a really good portion because it's right in keeping. For all the things that we've got going on. Now, I just got a text from James. He needs a prayer request. He's got a prayer request. He needs a financial miracle. And I know that is something that's really critical for a lot of people. In fact, I've been praying for people and their finances. So I do want to open this up with prayer, and then we'll go to that point. But he needs a financial miracle for James. And some of you also need a financial miracle, okay? And I know that. And so I'm praying for that. I know it sounds crazy, but praying for that on a regular basis because you and I need that multiplication. But remember, there's great wisdom the Lord has taught us in sharing what we do have and not complaining about what we don't have, but being thankful for what we do have. Let's have that attitude always going on. But let's pray, not just for James and his finances, but for everybody's finances. Let's do it right now. Father, we come before you right now. There's nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you. You're just awesome. Your kindness it exceeds us. It's past us. That's how kind you are to us. And I just stop everything that I'm doing, Lord. All my thoughts, all my everything, just shutting that down right now. Thank you, because you have made this earthly journey not just survivable and blessed, but with a quality to it that we look forward to in eternity. Your fellowship has made the difference on this planet. So thank you for that. And Lord, we lift up James. Lord, I know what he's going through. And Lord, you know what he's going through. It's not just him, Lord. We got a lot of people that are just going through a financial struggle. We need miracles. We need your grace. We need the miracle of multiplication. We need to take, basically 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and turn it into feeding multitudes. And let us be good stewards. If you bless us with that, let us be good stewards. But Lord, we can't afford to complain. What we're going to do is we're going to praise you for that which is coming, because it's en route, because you're a giver and you're gracious and you're kind and you know every element we need. And before we do anything else, we're going to trust you and we're going to thank you. We lift this up in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And amen. Okay, that is how we get rolling. And guess what we're going right into? Going right into this. Listen to this. This is super important. I don't want you to miss this, and I'm only going to take a little bit of time to get to it. But listen, Jude, we're in Jude, right? And this is Jude, and we're in a very particular point in verse 5. Did you hear that? 5. And Jude verse 5 says this, although you are fully aware of this, I want to remind you that after the Lord had delivered his people out of the land of Egypt, he destroyed those who did not believe. Wait, what? I'm sorry. Did Jude write this to Christians? I guess he did. This is the brother of Jesus. His other brother is James, Acts chapter 15, the dude that's kind of running the church. Kind of like the Jerusalem church is under his direction. James is the dude. This is James' brother. This is Jesus' brother. And what does he say? Although you are fully aware. Okay, so we are all fully aware. We all know what's going on. Tell us, James or Jude, what do we got to know? I want to remind you. So even though we know it, you got to remind us. Okay, we're cool with that. That after the Lord, and by the way, some translations put Jesus in that spot versus the Lord. I understand. After Jesus had delivered his people out of the land of Egypt, he destroyed those who did not believe. That's a New Testament proclamation about something that happened in the Old Testament. That's a warning for people in the New Testament. What's the warning? Okay. God does this amazing miracle. Splits the sea. The Israelites walk across on dry land, not muddy land, not low water, like all of the goofy movie Noah showed. None of that. Dry land, no mud. It's impossible. That's why it's God who does it. They walk across. After that incredible miracle, people did not believe in God. What? What? How could they not have believed in God? How is that possible that they didn't maintain faith or stay in faith or walk in faith after they saw that absolutely impossible situation happen and God delivered them and freed them and gave them grace and mercy and kindness? Like, how could they not believe? Oh, I don't know. How is it that you and I don't believe after God has done all the miracles he's done in our lives?
Well, they weren't like the Red Sea, Dave.
How many miracles has God done in your life? And yet we don't believe? That's a warning to the Christian to be aware that our unbelief is not a pleasantry to God. Like, ooh. It's not that these people didn't believe there was a God. They just stopped believing. It's the difference between believing in God and believing God. The devil believes in God. He doesn't believe God. The demons, James says it himself, believe in God. They believe in God and tremble. We don't just believe God. We don't just believe in God. We believe him. We believe what he has to say. It can't be a person that believes in but doesn't believe. It's not okay. All right, take a deep breath, although that was a very intense and fun open right there. We'll do our first trivia question. You guys should get this. All of these are revolving around, ironically, the Moses time. Isn't that funny since that's the text we're just using? Huh. Oh, hilarious. All right, here you go. Where did Moses first encounter the Lord? Okay. Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. No multiple choice on this. I'm just going to ask the question and give you the reference. Where did Moses first encounter the Lord? Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. You get that? Okay. All right. So just want to make sure everybody knows that. That's me sipping my tea. I just decided I was going to sip my tea. We are going to send you up to the website. But if you do know the answer, by the way, where did Moses first encounter the Lord? Now, I do think you guys should understand, where was that thing what happened where the Lord went, hey, Mo, okay, maybe I should ask this question differently because I feel like maybe it's my bad or the book's bad, so I'll blame it on the book. What was the occasion that Moses first encountered the Lord? Maybe that's a better way to say it. Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. I'm going to send you up to the website real quickly. Here's what I want to say about that. On the website, there's a lots of cool stuff. Thank you very much. Additionally, I want you to be aware there's a place to give. We think that's important because we are in that financial crunch period, because especially because Noelle and I are relocating. There's going to be a lot of different things going on, a little bit of juggling at the same time. If you can give, that's fantastic. We're not giving you a whistle. We're just going to give you a receipt at the end of the year and a big thank you because we appreciate it. It's awesome. But on that website is some really cool stuff, and I am going to direct you, and I'm going to start doing this more and more, to the books. I've been listening to one of the books on audio, and it has really challenged. I did it. Somebody else did the voicing, but it challenges me, and I like that it helps me be challenged in the Lord. I encourage you to check out the books that are available on the website. If you cannot buy the book that I did that's audioed or that's print, tell me, and we will pay for it for you and get it to you. Just that simple. Check all this stuff out on the website, HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond joy's got nuts. Mounds don't.
You just have to love it. Not only that, but every once in a while when I hear that, I feel like I want a candy bar. It's weird, right? Is that bizarre? That's a really good effective advertising then, isn't it?
See, I want candy now. I don't want Almond Joy. I want like a Reese's.
Well, at least it shows you it works, though, right?
Right,
it's like,
right.
Oh, now I got a candy in my mind. Hey, this message is for Eddie Otto. Eddie, it's a cartoon character. The guy was really wealthy, a scientist, and adopted children. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'll leave you there and give you a chance to figure it out. All right, we do have somebody on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, 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 knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. Got a lot going on, but trusting the Lord for every ounce of it. You know, it's all you can do is leave it in his hands and just say, thank you, Lord. Trust you for it, Lord. That's exactly what we're going to do.
I'll be praying for you and all of you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. All right, here we go. Should not be overly difficult. I'm pretty confident you'll nail this right off the bat. Where did Moses have his first actual encounter? What were the circumstances for his actual encounters, first one with the Lord?
It was at the burning bush.
That is correct, Moses! I mean, a bush that burned but didn't burn. It's like, what?
Didn't burn up.
Yeah, it didn't burn up. It's like, what? It's like, you know what he's doing. He's like, wait. It's not burning. It's closer. Ah, Moses. And he's like, uh-oh. That's the change of everything. All right, my brother. How are you feeling? Are the circumstances any better? We know we're going to pray for you physically, but has anything changed, or is it kind of like steadfastly the same?
Well, if anything's gotten a little worse.
Oh, that's terrible.
Not my health, but some other things. So
okay.
I'd like to pray about everything.
Okay, you got it. Let's do it. Let's do it right now. Father, we come before you right now, and we lift up our precious brother, Gary. Lord, he's a blessing to us, and I'm just asking you to do something special. Now, we always ask you, and we'll keep asking you, that you would bring physical healing in his body, because he needs that. But he's got circumstances that are getting past him, and Lord, he doesn't have the strength or the wherewithal to stop these things or to change them, but you do, God. And we ask you to change these situations, change these circumstances, change these so that Gary has relief from the oppression and from the discouragement and from the beating down and being pushed down on his head and on his heart. Lord, in the name of Jesus, deliver him from these circumstances. Let them not keep him in a prison, but instead break those prison bars and enable him to find the freedom. You are the provider, Lord. There is nothing outside of your hands. And we ask you, Jehovah Jireh, we ask you to bring it to him and have him find grace and deliverance in his circumstance and let him be able to testify to that. And we still pray for his healing. We're not going to quit praying, Lord. We're just going to keep bugging you. But we pray for it. We believe you for it. We entrust you for it. Give Gary grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
You too, my brother. God bless you as well. All right. So, fiery show today, right? I mean, I'm just on fire. Fire, Dave. You know what's going on, too, is that book, my one book, so close to being done. I mean, I even wrote the dedication. All I have left is placement on two pictures and the introduction. But the introduction is hard. That's a lot harder than you think. The other stuff's easier. Well, at least for me. That's how I am. All right. So there's only a minute left, and I just want to say this, and then we're going to stop on this section and get ready for the next 60 minutes. But listen to what it says. In verse 6 in Jude, it says this. The angels who did not stay with their own – the angels who did not stay within their own domain but abandoned their proper dwelling, these God has kept in eternal chains until under darkness, bound for judgment on that great day. The very being, next step up. He's talked about the children of Israel, and they didn't maintain their belief. Well, the angels didn't stay in their domain. They didn't honor God as God, and then God zapped them into a darkness captivity, and they are stuck there until the final day of judgment. That's how much God doesn't appreciate the dissing that he gets, be it angel or man. So let's make sure to be people of praise, or we're going to find ourselves in big trouble. All right, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, if anybody gets offended at this, I apologize that you have no sense of humor. Okay. Like that? That's a good line. Bam, bam. All right, here's the first one. A pastor was leaving his area and was saying farewell to his congregation at the church door for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. She said, "Your successor won't be as good as you." "Well, nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last." Ouch! Ouch! But this is the one that's going to offend people, which is irony, right? Because that's more offensive than this is, and this is just too. And if you guys get offended at this, I, take a week off the show. It seems there was a minister who had just all of his remaining teeth pulled, and new dentures were being made. The first Sunday, he only preached 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he preached 20 minutes. But the third Sunday, he preached an hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of the congregation, he responded this way. "The first Sunday, my gums were so sore it hurt to talk. The second Sunday, my dentures were hurting a lot. The third Sunday, I accidentally grabbed my wife's dentures, and I couldn't stop talking."